Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
I'm on my own, against the wall. The pressure's building, but no, I will never fall. Instead of crying, they hear me roar. And now I see that I'm way better than before. I never needed you at all. Think I'll fall down, I'ma watch you fall down. I'm living hard now, I never needed
yes,
you.
Yes, sir, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Welcome, people, welcome everybody to... Welcome to the Spotlight with Martez, coming to you right now on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for choosing us to be your home of a radio talk, whatever it may be. It could be wrestling shows that we do. It could be non-wrestling shows that we do. It could be current event shows that we do. It could be sports shows that we do. It doesn't matter what we do. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a loyal supporter. We greatly appreciate you for that. I want to pause before I get into this show. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because I understand without Jesus Christ, there's no Martez, and therefore there's no Welcome to the Spotlight with Martez. I got to give credit where credit is due, and I understand without God and his strength, I can't do this. Now, like I always say, I dare not force my beliefs on you. I dare not push my beliefs on you, but I am going to use this outlet that I got to give God some praise. So I wanted to get that out the way, as I've been doing for the last 4 years. We got a fantastic show planned for you today. Fantastic show planned for you today. I'm super, super happy that I'm able to be able to do this show tonight. Very fortunate to be able to host this edition of Welcome to the Spotlight with Martez. And I know what you're thinking. We're supposed to be on vacation. We're supposed to be on a break, a two-month holiday break. Yes, that's in fact true. We are on a two-month holiday break. But I wanted to come off the break to talk to some unique people. I wanted to come off this break to bring some unique people onto this show. And I feel like these people that I'm going to be bringing on, they have a unique podcast. They have something good going on. And they have something that I'm very, very interested in, so I can't wait to talk to them at around 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. I'm going to be talking to Shannon and Amanda, the host of Pier 54 podcast, a General Hospital-centric podcast. And if you know me, you know I love General Hospital. General Hospital is probably my all-time favorite show, bar none. I remember as a kid, I was forced to watch it. I hated it as a kid. I really, really didn't like watching it as a kid. My mama forced me to watch General Hospital. I wanted to watch cartoons, but my mama forced me to watch General Hospital with her. And after watching General Hospital so many times, I fell in love with it. I didn't plan on falling in love with General Hospital, but I did, and that's one of my favorite shows. So you're going to be talking to Shannon and Amanda, host of the Pier 54 podcast, and I love the name Pier 54. Come on now. If any of you all are General Hospital fans, you know all about Pier 54, folks. You know all of what goes down on Pier 54. I'm so blessed to be able to talk to these ladies that also know what goes down on Pier 54. So that's going to be happening at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. We've got a few things in store for you guys coming up in 2021. We're going to be bouncing over using a few different platforms to get these shows out. We are going to still be using Blog Talk Radio, but we're going to be streaming shows off our official website, the Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash website. So we're very pumped up about that we can finally air these shows on our website. We don't have to use Blog Talk too much to get these shows out there. So I'm looking forward to that. But we appreciate Blog Talk Radio for allowing us to use this particular platform for so many years. You know, people can say what they want about Blog Talk Radio, but I'm very fortunate to have the ability to have the access to use Blog Talk Radio. I've been able to produce, I've been able to host shows on this platform because it's very, very convenient. Very, very convenient. I've learned so much over the last three, four years doing shows on this platform. And this is going to still be our home. This is still going to be our home, Blog Talk Radio. But like I said earlier, we're going to be streaming shows on our website, our official website and our official app. We're going to go to 24/7 radio. That's a hefty task for us going forward. I think we can do it. I think we can get the job done, and we're excited about that. And I try not to use that word excited because that's an overused word, in my opinion, in the world of radio and podcast. But, yes, I'm excited. And I'm excited for this show tonight because I'm a huge General Hospital fan, like I said earlier. My mama forced me to watch this show. I didn't just come out the womb loving this show. My mama forced me to watch this show. And somewhere in my teenage years, I just said, forget it. You know, I'm all in on General Hospital. So General Hospital is probably my favorite show of life. I can't believe I'm saying this. General Hospital is my favorite show of all time. So I'm very, very happy to talk to Shannon and Amanda, the host of the Pier 54 podcast. And everybody know what goes down on Pier 54. I'm getting chills talking about it, for real. Like, everybody knows what goes down on Pier 54. And this is one of my, I'm nervous to do this show, and this is one of those shows where I'm really, really excited to do because I feel like I'm going to be talking to some legends. I feel like I'm going to be talking to some icons, you know, because General Hospital is one of the best things out there, and I've never had a soap opera conversation on this platform, let alone have I ever brought any host of a soap opera podcast on this platform. So I can't believe how nervous and how excited I am. But I believe they have called into the show. Let me just say this before I bring them on to the show, because we want to get into a lot of things with these two wonderful women. Nobody has to accept your invitation. Nobody has to say yes to anything. These ladies don't know me from Adam, but I'm always very honored and blessed when someone says yes to my invitation. It could be an invitation to a birthday party. It could be an invitation to a wedding. It could be an invitation to a graduation. It just doesn't matter. Nobody has to say yes. I understand we've all been invited to things that we didn't go to for whatever reason, but like I said, when somebody says yes to my invitation, I'm very, very honored and blessed to have them come on. But before I bring them on, I want to give them a proper intro, okay? I'm going to give them a proper intro music, and after the intro music, I'm going to bring on Shannon and Amanda, the host of the Pier 54 podcast.
Thank you.
gentlemen, those of you that are listening right now, we bring to you right now the host, Pier 54 Podcast, none other than Shannon and Amanda. Hello, ladies. Thank you for coming on to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Nervous, excited, all at one time.
Aw, we're excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for accepting the invitation. I know we've been talking for the last few weeks, and once again, I appreciate you guys coming on to the show. I promise not to keep you on, but we can get right into it. I love General Hospital.
We can talk forever about General Hospital, so it's okay.
Okay. I want to let you know I haven't seen the last two episodes, so I might have to skate my way around the last two episodes, so forgive me about that.
No, that's okay. So we don't have to talk about anything from this week if you don't want. That way,
okay.
Give people the opportunity to catch up. Give you the opportunity to catch up.
Sounds good. Now, the name of the show is called Welcome to the Spotlight, and I like to spotlight other podcasts, other people that I think that are doing unique things. You obviously don't need me to put the spotlight on you, but I feel like I want to use this platform to put the spotlight on you. And our viewers are excited to hear you guys today. But my first question is this. How did this all start for you all? I don't know who's going to answer the question, but how did it all start? How did this come about, this podcast?
It was something that we kind of talked about here and there for, I feel like it was years, almost 2 years. We had become friends through our daughter's Girl Scouts, and we were sitting around one day talking and realized that we both love General Hospital, and then it became like a joke. Oh, everyone should listen to us because we love to talk about this happening or that happening. And then finally, Shannon actually is the one that came up with the name, and then once we had the name, we went from there.
Nice.
I'm Shannon.
Now, let's rewind a bit. Amanda, you can start first. How did you become a General Hospital fan? Before we get into all the other questions, how did you become a General Hospital fan? And Shannon, you can answer that too after her.
Sure. I watched it whenever I was little because my mom would watch it. You know, it was always on in the house, so I knew who the basic characters were. But I really got addicted to it whenever Karen and Jagger and Stone and Robin were on. Those were my favorite storylines that got me hooked.
Wow. What about you, Shannon?
And then I was a couple years later. It was kind of the same thing. Like, it was always on in the background. My mom watched it, and one of my best friends from school, we would walk home together, and we dropped by her house first. And her mom would always be watching it. So, like, I would catch, like, the last 5 minutes, you know, and I would just stay at her house to catch, like, the last 5-10 minutes. And I was like, oh, this is cool. But the last or the very first storyline that got me hooked was, Lucky when he was a teenager and then Liz. So it was probably about a year and a half, 2 years after Amanda started. So, it was the early 90s. I mean, I remember some things here and there from before that, but that's, the first storyline I can really, really remember is when Lily died. So.
Wow. Those are some great historic reasons and storylines to become a General Hospital fan. Now, the name of your podcast is Pier 54. How did the name come about? Because I love the pier. I love Pier 54. There's something so cool about Pier 54 on the show. But how did you come up with that name, Pier 54?
So like Amanda said, it was really difficult for us to come up with a name. And we kept going back and forth, and nothing just clicked. And then one day, something just clicked, and I was like, oh, Pier 54, that's where everyone talks. That's where everyone goes and has, you know, the secret conversations where all the plots are unfoiled and stuff like that. So we thought, what better than, you know, the location where everyone goes to have those conversations be the name of our podcast.
Awesome. Nice. Now, Amanda, I hope I'm not throwing a curveball at you, but what do you guys look to accomplish with this podcast for your viewers? What are you looking to accomplish whenever you put out a show?
I mean, it's already gone further than I think that we expected it to go. We started, like I said, we just talked between ourselves and thought that what we had to say was kind of interesting and funny. And in this past year, just getting to do the interviews that we've done, the fact that we have as many fans that we have is such an honor. It's amazing to know that people take time out of their day to listen to us. And so I think that's what we want for the future, is just, you know, to grow our audience and get to know the other viewers even more. It's become like a friendship between all of us General Hospital fans.
Oh, sweet. Now, Shannon, a lot of people don't know what we go through to put on a podcast, what we go through to produce a podcast, what we go through to publish a podcast. What are some of the things you guys go through behind the scenes? You have to go through behind the scenes just to put out a show. Could you take time to elaborate on things that you guys have to do to successfully put out a show?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've definitely had some technical difficulties where I bought a new, so we record at my house. Amanda has four kids and they're younger, and I have two teenagers that pretty much stay in their room. So we don't really have to worry about too much noise over here, except for occasionally my cat does like to voice her opinion. But I got a new laptop, and we didn't realize that the microphone was not as good as the one we had been using that was my husband's computer. We recorded an entire episode that sounded like we were talking into a tin can, so we had to hurry up and re-record that. And, you know, I mean, so we do some editing. So sometimes we'll fact check ourselves just because we're like, wait, are we remembering this correctly? Because, you know, the history changes. So we want to make sure that we're not, that we are as accurate as possible, but obviously we make mistakes. I mean, it happens. So sometimes there's a little bit of editing, or sometimes one of those children does come downstairs and asks for something, so I have to take that out because no one really wants to know what my kids are asking me for. And then obviously, you know, just getting it actually out onto the platform, you know, designing the cover art. I think that one of the most fun things that we do is coming up with our names of our shows. So every Monday we do a recap of the prior week's shows. Week has a unique name. And so sometimes it'll be a line that was actually said on the show. I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now, but if you go through and look at our episode names, you'll be like, oh yeah, so-and-so said that. Or it'll just be something funny that one of us said to explain a situation. And then the other thing, so we also do some interviews. So we also spotlight our fans, but not just our fans, General Hospital fans. And we've been able to do some interviews with cast members, so coordinating schedules with that. And I think the big thing is time zone,
right?
Because we had a schedule mix up with somebody, and it was strictly because of time zone. And, you know, it is what it is. But I guess just getting everything to coordinate. I think once you get a system down, though, it's pretty easy. But I think editing probably takes the longest just because, you know, it takes a little bit longer to edit than it took to record. So it's just because it's a half-hour show doesn't mean it's going to be a half hour to edit.
Gotcha. Wow, you just you broke that down pretty well. You really did. Now, Amanda, I feel like you guys are pretty popular. You know, I feel like you guys, from looking at your Instagram, even from me, I'm a huge fan now. How do you all deal with that? That attention, you know, that you guys are getting, and that you guys are going to be getting even more of, that I believe, because this show is so good. And you guys, and one thing about you guys, when listening to you guys, it's a very relaxing and authentic show. It doesn't seem like it's really staged. It just seems like there's two people actually having a conversation about a show that they love. But how do you handle the fame and the attention?
Well, thank you. I'm so glad that that's how it comes across, because that's exactly what it is. We don't ever want it to feel like it's forced, and we even make a point of not talking about the show until we meet up to record, because we don't want to repeat something we've already said. You know, when I say something that is clever and Shannon yells, that's her authentic reaction to it. Or whenever she says,
we argue, we're legit arguing.
Yes, exactly. Whenever I'm yelling at her, telling her she's wrong, that is actually happening. It's not just like, oh, maybe that will make more people listen or whatever.
It like is tomorrow's episode, I am crying so hard at the end, and that was legit, because
yes, real tears you will hear in tomorrow's episode.
Wow.
So I think, you know, that's the experience we're trying to give our fans, and I hope that that comes across. As far as, you know, getting more fans, it is unbelievable to us. We talk all the time about who would have thought when we started this, you know, we wanted to try it, we wanted to see how it went, but we were not expecting it to take off as much as it has, and we're so excited to see where it goes from here.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to, I don't have you guys' last name, but we're talking to Shannon and Amanda, the host of the Pier 54 podcast. Please check them out. This is it's a great podcast. I know people that are listening right now, you guys are fans of General Hospital, so definitely listen to those guys. Of course, we want you to listen to our show, but it's okay to listen to other podcasts. This is definitely a great podcast. Now, Shannon, just take a little bit deeper in General Hospital. Is there one specific era or one specific time period that you can, that how should I put this, that you remember about General Hospital? Like, because for me, I always think about the day that Jason got shot, you know, and we thought he was dead. And I thought it was a void in the show. Then I always think about that because I always wonder, dang, what if Jason leave again? Will the show go back to being just okay? Is there a specific time in your time of watching General Hospital that, I hope I'm saying this correctly, that you don't forget about?
Yeah, I mean, there definitely is. I think that, at least from what we've even talked about, and I'm just going to speak for myself, but I feel like this is true of almost every fan. So how long have you been watching?
I've been watching I was forced to watch since 1997, but I didn't really start getting deep into it until 2003. So yeah, since.
Okay.
No, 2005, I'm sorry.
Okay. So I feel like for most fans, it's the storylines that got them hooked tend to be the era that they dedicated to. So, I mean, it's, you know, like I got hooked on the Lucky Liz, but then also the Sonny Carly, you know, the Carly Tony, the Tony Bobby, you know, drama and everything was when Stefan Cassadine was there, you know, Mac and Felicia and Frisco actually being around and being part of that fighting. Stuff like that. I feel like maybe the late 90s, early 2000s is probably, for whatever reason, it just sticks in my mind probably. You know, when I think about the fondness, you know, that's kind of where I go. But then we've had, because of doing the show, we've also done a lot of history lessons. So on Thursdays, we do what's called the Port Charles 411. And we do like the deep dive. That's when we either have our fan spotlight or the cast spotlight, but that's also when we do history lessons. So we've watched, I don't even know. So Amanda got started with the Karen Jagger, and then she also watched Stone Cates passed away in real time. But I had only ever seen really his death and maybe like a couple flashbacks here or there that he was a part of. And actually our show for the 411 this week is all about Stone Cates. And so I went to YouTube and watched as much as I could from his starting on the show until his passing. And it was amazing, you know? So it's really neat that we have the technology that we do now so we can actually go back and experience those old storylines without even necessarily knowing everything else that's going on during the show. I hope that answered your question. I'm sorry.
It did. It actually did. You guys are really breaking it down for me right now. I could just sit here, listen to you all day. And I'm just being honest with you. Now, Amanda, you guys talked about, I'm going to save this question for later. Is there anything that annoy you as somebody that watches General Hospital as a fan, as somebody that now watches General Hospital as a content creator for your podcast? Are there things that annoy you? Because there is a section of soap fans that seem like they're really annoyed with the show right now, but are there certain things that annoy you?
I think there's
things that annoy me the most are just the things that they take too far out there. Like, you know, we always make fun of when someone's in jail, they look like they're at the spa, they have their hair done, their makeup's perfect, and that's just totally not real life. Or the characters that have children, that's like never an inconvenience for them. They always have childcare, they just are off somewhere. You have no idea where, but you assume that they're being taken care of so that they can go on these crazy adventures, or they're in the hospital for 3 months, or they're missing, or, you know, like with the new Lulu storyline and her being in the coma, it was just like, oh yeah, there's someone to pick up and everything will be fine, where in real life, that's not something that happens. There would have to be so much extra to keep everything in line. But I think the writing had a lull for a while, but I think they're bringing it back. I mean, since they've come back from being on break for Corona, I think the writing's really stepped up.
Absolutely, I agree. Only thing I wish Julian Jerome, his send off could be a bit better than what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like the fact that they have made him to be such a weak guy. You know, he started off as a mob boss. Obviously, he was there before Sonny, and that really pissed,
right.
Excuse my language. That really pissed me off because now I'm getting passionate. Now I'm not the host anymore. I'm just getting talking as a fan. That pisses me off because he's supposed to be this dominant mob boss, and now he's just a owner of a bar. I understand people can change, but he's just too weak for me, and I don't like the way they're doing him. What do you guys think about that, like the way they have done Julian Jerome?
There is so much more that they could have done with him. I mean, it's, you know, so one of the things that we do with our show is so we – very, very plainly say it's not even that we necessarily hate the writers, but we don't like the way that certain stories are being written. And it's never the actors, because they're just doing the best that they can with what they've been given. But yeah, like Julian could have done so much more. You know, there's so many plot holes with his story too, that it's like, well, why didn't they go deeper with this? You know, so I don't think his last days have aired yet. If it winds up being that Sonny kills him, it's just going to be like the most anticlimactic, because come on. He had the opportunity to do it how many times? Didn't do it. Don't let that be how he goes.
Exactly. Yeah, I hope he kind of gets away, you know, and returns he's such a fixture of that show, and I feel sorry that he's been written off for whatever reason. Now, what do you guys think about the new Nicholas? At first, I wasn't too fond of him, but he's starting to grow on me. Obviously, I love Tyler Christopher, but the new Nicholas, he's at this point, it seems like he's settled in, and he's Nicholas now to me. How do you guys view the new Nicholas? I don't know who answered the last question. Both of you all have the same kind of voice. I'm sorry.
okay.
So, who didn't answer the last question? You can take this question on.
I think that we're right there with you as far as Nicholas. I personally take a very long time to warm up to a new character, and so the first couple weeks that he was on, I was like, he is not playing this right. It's driving me crazy. He should be doing it this way. And Shannon's a little more patient with the actors, and so she was giving him time. But now
he's been a lot sooner than you did. Like,
yes.
It only took a couple weeks, and I was like, oh, I like him.
Yes, but I think he's definitely it now. These new scenes of him and Ava together are beautiful. They are, you know, the spiciness that we turn to a soap for, and they're giving it to us.
Right. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Now, I've noticed a few times in the last few weeks they've mentioned Connie Falconeri's name a few times. I don't know if that's just by happenstance, but do you think down the line that she could be coming back? Because I've heard them mention her twice. I think Julian mentioned her twice. I mean, Julian mentioned her to Ava, and then Sonny mentioned her to, what's his name, Taggart. So do you think it's a possibility that she's getting ready to come back? Because usually when they bring up somebody's name, they're on the way back. Now, I know they brought up Lucky's name like last week, and well, he's probably not coming back. But, it was two times they brought her name up. Do you guys look at that and, hey, she may be coming back somewhere along the line?
So we have thought that occasionally, and sometimes that's actually what dictates what we do for the 411. So we'll have had something planned, but then, so there was a period of time where Valentine kept talking about Colette, Claudette. Yeah. And so we're like, oh, she must be coming back. So we hurried up and did a 411 about Claudette. She never came back. When Brooklyn got her throat slashed, they kept, Ned said Lois was on her way.
Right.
And she never showed up, but we sure as heck hurried up and did a 411 on her just in case she did come through. And then Jackie Templeton comes out of nowhere when she hasn't been mentioned in, well, okay, so Shiloh actually mentioned her briefly once, but I feel like we're kind of with you where, yes, we start to pick up on things when they name a character over and over, but at this point, I feel like they've kind of done that. It's like Pavlov's dog. Like, we're done responding to not getting anything.
Yeah, right. It's just so weird for them to name drop and don't deliver.
Oh, yeah.
On the name. I've heard Morgan a few times. We know at some point he's going to come back. Now, that's probably for sure. He's coming back at some point. Now, the latest storyline with Cyrus Renault, I was annoyed with him in the beginning because I want to see some action. The reason I watched General Hospital, I want to see some action. I want to see a mob war, like from Jump Street. Now, I don't really like when they carry things on, but this particular mob story, I'm starting to enjoy and embrace the fact that they have didn't rush into it. Okay, and I'm starting to love Cyrus Renault because he's very sarcastic. He's a liar, and I don't like the fact that I'm getting behind him. What are you guys' thoughts on Mr. Renault and what he's doing in Port Charles? Do you think he's going to one of those characters like Julian Jerome that's going to be there a long time, or do you think this is going to be a short tenure for Renault?
That's a really good question. I haven't thought about that.
I mean, he definitely has the potential to be around for a while now that they're opening it up with Laura and her past and the Martin Gray, what's that connection? I think it would be good if he stuck around, especially since they got rid of Julian. We need someone for Sonny to be against and for that constant conflict. I don't know. I hope he does stay around.
So, you really hope that he stays on?
I love to hate him.
Yeah, like all Amanda said is how much she does not like him. But I mean, he's exactly, he is one of those characters that you were just like, you are so disgusting, but I cannot turn away.
Exactly.
And you know who my favorite was, who I missed? Just two of them. I missed Anthony Zakara. I didn't like the way they built him up, like he was going to be this dominant force. He turned into a joke, but I missed Anthony Zakara. And I missed Renzo Alcazar. He was a good foe for Sonny, and they kept him around a long time too. So do you guys like to see the other mob boss stay on for a long time, or do you rather they get killed pretty fast? If I'm saying that correctly, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Stop apologizing. You're fine. I personally also loved Alcazar. I loved Faith Roscoe. I miss when they had, so yes, it's great that we have Renault because now Julian's gone, but I miss when they had multiple antagonists and, you know, they would talk to the five families frequently.
Yep.
And yeah, we actually had a theory that, so when Renault first came, we thought he could be Dustin's dad. And then I think it was Amanda said, but what if Faith Roscoe's his mom? And so we're like, oh my gosh, this would be amazing. And then they went and ruined it and killed Dustin, and so we're never gonna know. But I wish that they, I hate the fact that it's really only been Faith Roscoe has been the only female villain.
Yeah.
Claudia kind of
she has half credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Claudia, she was a beast. I would love for her to bring her back. I would love for them to bring her back. That way, Michael doesn't have to feel guilty about killing her. But that's neither here nor there. Now I like that storyline. Michael, Willow, and Chase, and what's her name, Sasha. It's also annoying me too. I don't like when you're in love with two different people. I don't like that storyline. That kind of sucks to me. But how do you guys feel about that storyline and how that went down? Because that's not realistic, you know, that two people are going to cheat on their mates or act like they're cheating on their mates just so they can win a custody battle. I don't think that's realistic. How do you guys dissect that?
So we're different with this one. I would like Willow and Michael to stay together. I think that they've been together long enough that their relationship has developed into something real. And I don't see them forgiving Chase and Sasha anytime soon, because at the end of the day, they lied to them. Shannon, go ahead with your wrong opinion.
So I want Willow and Chase back together. You know, I'm not sure what's going to happen with Michael and Sasha, but I just want Willow and Chase back together.
Hey, I feel like, I mean, you can't go wrong either or, because it's weird. Like Michael and Willow, they jail, and Chase and Willow, they jail. Same with Sasha and Michael, they jail. And I thought Chase and Sasha could have jailed, so I don't think you can go wrong. But who knows? It almost seemed like Sasha going to date Brando down the road. It seemed like Brando was tied to the family.
Yes!
Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, I had the same thought last week after he visited her in the hospital. I was like, aw, they're going to get together. I like it.
But it seems like they've been doing that a lot lately, because even with Valentin, I thought he was going to hook up with Brooklyn for a long time. But now it seems like he's going to hook up with Alexis. You know, it's just weird what they're doing. I think they're trying to play with our minds, sort of, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I said I wouldn't keep you guys too long, but Jason Morgan, in your honest opinion about him, I feel like him and Sonny are the reason I watch General Hospital. Him and Sonny have really helped me in my personal life, you know, with confidence, with feeling like I could do anything I want. I honestly really look up to these guys, and I know they're acting, okay? I know they're acting. I don't know if I'll ever meet these guys, but I love those two characters, and it will break my heart. It's going to break my heart the day that they retire or the day that they move on. But how do you guys sum up the history of Jason Morgan? And after that, can you tell me, how do you sum up the history of Sonny Corinthos? So you can start with the history of Jason Morgan and then the history of Sonny Corinthos. Go for it.
Wow, that's heavy.
Absolutely.
Wow. Want to take a stab at it?
I feel like Jason gets from Sonny what he couldn't get anywhere else. He couldn't go back to being the Jason that he was before the accident. And so Sonny allows him to be true to himself and is kind of a protector. Even though Jason is Sonny's bodyguard, Sonny protects Jason from a lot of stuff too, or has as Jason's grown and matured. And so, I mean, I see that continuing to be their future. As far as Jason and Sam, I don't know where to even go with that. But that storyline's kind of getting old for me. So I would be okay if they took that in a different direction. I would like Jason with Sasha.
Ooh.
That's, yeah.
That's wild.
I would be okay with
that. Wow. I see him with Britt, but wow, I didn't think about that.
I think that Britt could be a fun get over Sam relationship, but long term, I think him and Sasha would be good. She doesn't have any family to jeopardize.
Would Jason date Michael's ex, though?
No, probably not. But
he'll date Sonny's ex, but not Jason, or not
right.
Michael's.
Right. All right, I don't even know where to go with Sonny.
I mean, Sonny. You know, he came on as a 20-something-year-old cocky business owner running the Paradise Lounge and, you know, really wanting to come in and take over the mob scene in Port Charles. And then, even though he's still part of the mob, he saw early on some of the destruction that it was causing too, and he grew. And I think once he embraced his bipolar disorder, that I think that's the favorite part my favorite part of Sonny is his advocacy for mental health, and that even before that, Stone and Robin summed it up perfectly with Stone. She's like, you know, I had this whole other idea about him, and then I found out that he really is so kind, so caring. Like, he really, truly, he loves people.
Mm-hmm.
And just as much as he loves his people, if you hurt them, he is going to take you out.
Right.
Simple as that.
So.
And I think that was Amanda talking. And I don't necessarily think there's something wrong with that. You know, obviously we can't go around killing people every time somebody hurts our family, but I love the message. I'm going to be I'm a nice person. I'll give you my clothes off my back. I'll do this and that for you. Make sure you eat this and that, but don't cross me. You know, and a lot of times in this life, people cross. People take your kindness for weakness, and sometimes, and I think I'm getting too personal right now. Sometimes some kind of judgment is needed. That's just my opinion. I haven't killed anybody, nothing like that. But I look
well, good. Neither have we.
Now I have two more show related questions, and then I'm gonna ask one more podcast question. I know. I'm going to let you guys get ready for dinner and stuff. I think I lost my train of thought. Okay. I want to see Brenda come back. I thought she was going to be Dev's mom. I still do. I want to see somebody like Jerry Jacks come back. I never forget that Metro Court scene. That was one of my favorite moments. That was a pivotal moment for me coming back, really. I mean, not coming back, but really loving GH when he had them in that hostage, in that hotel hostage with the bomb. I love that, and I love the background music they used to play for him. It's stuff like that that I love. I would love to see him come back. Now, but is there anybody that you want them to sign as a returning cast member?
Go ahead. Okay, so we had a theory about. See, and this is where doing the history lessons really helps, like doing the 411s, because we just did the Karen Wexler's pill addiction, and, you know, she was with Jagger, and then we remembered, because when General Hospital was on hiatus over the summer, we watched Night Shift, and Jagger was in season 2, and he introduced his son, Stone, but his mom was not Karen, so we don't know who Stone's mom is, I don't think, because we didn't finish the series yet. But either way, we thought, because the ages matched up too, that perhaps Stone or Dev was Jagger and Brenda's kid. And so we're thinking it would be very awesome if Antonio Sabato Jr. happened to come back to, correct the wrong of killing his son. But we can't figure out why he would have abandoned his son. So that's not characteristic of Jagger. I mean, he fought so hard to get back with his brother and sister. There's no way he would just abandon his own kid.
Yeah, but that's very interesting that you brought that up. Now, what are you guys hoping to see in the coming weeks with the show, with General Hospital? Or have you even looked that far ahead?
Did you watch it? I have not watched it all this week, so I am not projecting anything.
Okay.
I think that's a really tough question because so much has happened recently with the explosion and Dante coming back and all this and that. You know, it's maybe at least some clarity as to what the heck is going on with Cyrus, Sonny, like what is Cyrus really doing? And the tie to Laura. We know what the tie is, but like we want more on that because there was a period of time there we're just like, okay, Cyrus, seriously, you have drugs. That's great. You know, can we please move on? And now we're getting meteor and, you know, it's tying in Laura and Scotty. So what else is going to happen? Ooh, I wonder if Leslie will come back.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I think I
what if Leslie
there.
Comes back and kills Verdell?
Wait, is that mother? No, that's not.
Yeah, Leslie is Laura's mother.
Okay, I thought I just read that she's going to come back for this storyline. I hate to be a spoiler,
Wait.
But I thought I read yesterday.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we don't read any of that stuff, and we try not to at least.
Okay.
You're fine. No. just because a lot of the times, too, it doesn't happen. So.
That's true. I'm not, yeah. That's true because I read a while ago that Brenda was coming back, and that hasn't happened. So you're definitely right about that. For sure. Last thing, and I'm going to let you guys go. What's coming up next for you guys? Is there anything that you guys want to tell our listeners about in regards to your podcast? Or you can even tell them how they can find you, where they can listen to you, and stuff like that, if you don't mind.
Sure. So our website is pier54podcast.com. You can find us on all the major podcast platforms. It's Pier 54, a General Hospital fan podcast. We're on Instagram, Twitter. I think Twitter's at a GH podcast, a GH pod, or a GH podcast. I forget how many. I think I might have gotten cut off. So it's one of the two. But you can search for Pier 54, a General Hospital fan podcast. We're on Facebook. We do have a Facebook group. We kind of started a book club because there's been a lot of books written about the show or by the cast members or things like that. But we didn't really stay as consistent with it as we liked. So we're just trying to figure out what to do with that group, you know, how to keep engaged with our fans. We have our topic of Stone Cape coming out on Thursday, December 10th. And then we actually just interviewed the actor who portrayed Stone, Michael Sutton, yesterday. And so his interview will be released next week, the 17th. And then we also spoke with Nathan Butler, who played Dr. Ewan Keenan, and his interview will be coming out this month as well. And just trying to enjoy the holidays too. We also have some fun merchandise, and we're actually getting face masks. So please pay attention for that.
Okay. Wow, that's highly impressive. I want to take these few seconds to thank both of you all. You all are, I believe, wives, mothers. You got other stuff you could be doing, but you said yes to coming on this show. I want to thank you for coming on. And this was, honestly, this is one of my favorite episodes I've done over the last 4 years. I usually don't have chills talking to people, but I have chills because
Aww.
You guys are very knowledgeable about this show. You know, I love General Hospital. I didn't think I would pick General Hospital over sports, but I have. And having you guys on today was a huge, huge blessing. It was a huge milestone for this show. And thank you for coming on today, okay?
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. It was so much fun.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later. I'm definitely going to message you all with another written thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Will do.
All right, have a good night, all right?
You too. Take care. Bye.
There you have it, folks. And once again, thank you guys for listening to this show. Welcome to the Spotlight with Martez. What an awesome show today. What a great show today. What a phenomenal show today. I love talking to those lovely women. The host of the Pier 54 podcast, General Hospital centric podcast. What more can I say? Whew. I'm glad it's over with because I was definitely nervous. These are two people that are knowledgeable about General Hospital. And I'm happy we were able to get through it. This has been another edition of Welcome to the Spotlight with Martez on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. Be on the lookout for us. We're going to be coming to you stronger. We're going to be coming to you hard in 2021. Everybody, I want you to take care of yourself. God bless you, and we out.
I'm on my own against the wall. The pressure's building, but no, I will never fall.